Listen, I'm Thomas Suchab, dictating patient's name is Victoria Lee Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, date of birth. Date of birth is 11-4-1960. Date of service is 4-20-2026. Ms. Dawson is a very pleasant 65-year-old female with history of Cushing syndrome, status post-resection. History of bilateral renalectomy. Secondary to Nelson syndrome and panhypopituitarism, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of ovarian cancer, status post total abdominal hysterectomy, was admitted to the hospital after she suffered a fall. With a fracture of the left clavicle, as well as T5 burst fracture and multiple rib fractures. Patient was admitted to the hospital. She underwent surgery for the burst fracture by neurosurgery. She was placed in a brace. Endocrinology was consulted. She was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she states that she is feeling better. There's complaints of feeling tired, complaining of pain in her back off and on. She has been working with physical therapy. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for Cushing's disease, status post bilateral adrenalectomy, history of depression, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of adrenaline insufficiency, hypertension, hypothyroidism, migraine, history of pelvic inflammatory disease, history of TIA/CVA, and urinary incontinence. Past surgical history has been significant for bilateral adrenalectomy, appendectomy, blepharoplasty, breast biopsy, dilatation and curettage, eyelid surgery, hysterectomy, and incontinence repair. Social history.
He's got a colonoscopy coming up. They're wondering if he's.
Okay.
Smoking none, alcohol occasional allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any history of CAD. She does have hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of urinary incontinence, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of back pain, history of fall, history of arthritis. Endocrine, she does have history of Cushing's disease, history of panhypopituitarism. History of adrenal, bilateral adrenalectomy. History of type 2 diabetes mellitus. And hypothyroidism. Complaints of feeling tired and fatigue. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination. Patient awake and alert. Moving all four extremities. No focal deficit. Impression number one. Status post fall. Next T5 burst fracture. Status post surgery. Next left clavicular fracture. Next adrenal insufficiency. Next panhypopituitarism. Next hypertension. Next hyperlipidemia. Next hypothyroidism. Next type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Encourage her to drink enough fluids. Keep herself well hydrated. Will monitor her sugars. Continue other medications, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Weick, V-E-I-K, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 5/11/1934. Date of service is 4/14/2026. Mr. Weick. Mr. Weick is a very pleasant Mr. Weick is a very pleasant 91-year-old male with history of hypertension, history of coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of atrial fibrillation, on anticoagulation with Eliquis, history of chronic kidney disease and chronic anemia / thrombocytopenia, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, degenerative joint disease, who was admitted to the hospital with lower extremity swelling, was treated and subsequently discharged to subacute rehab. Patient subsequently had a fall as well as had low hemoglobin. So he was sent back to the hospital and admitted again. He was transfused. He was in the hospital. He was diuresed. He was seen by gastro. CT of the head was done, showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage or major vessel infarct. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis was done, showed mild rectal wall thickening with mild adjacent inflammatory changes, maybe secondary to infectious or inflammatory proctitis. Also, bladder wall thickening was seen, secondary to chronic outlet obstruction from enlarged prostate or cystitis. Also, findings were showed some volume overload with mild interstitial edema, moderate left and small right pleural effusion, small ascites and soft tissue anasarca. Patient was diuresed in the hospital. Nephrology was consulted, was following with the patient. Patient was diuresed. Recommendations were that we will need to tolerate some degree of azotemia, continue to diurese, monitor vitals, monitor kidney functions, avoid any nephrotoxic agents. Patient was otherwise doing better. He was significantly weak. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he does complain of feeling tired and fatigue, feels like no energy, and does complain of still having swelling in his lower extremities. Denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations. Does complain of shortness of breath with activity, otherwise unremarkable. For details of past medical history, past surgical social history, medications, see previous HMP from a few months ago. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination. Past medical history has been significant for chronic anemia, history of hypertension, history of congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, history of coronary artery disease, history of hypertension, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of dysphagia, history of hypothyroidism, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of prediabetes, and history of prostate cancer. History of tricuspid valve regurgitation. Past surgical history has been significant for coronary artery bypass graft surgery, history of EGD as well and esophageal dilatation. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of atrial fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, history of congestive heart failure, and history of hypertension. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath at rest. He does complain of shortness of breath with exertion. He denies history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He does have history of esophageal stricture, status post-dilatation, history of anemia, history history of GERD, genitourinary. He does have chronic kidney disease, but denies any history of kidney stones. Neurological, he denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any history of seizures, complains of generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, he does complains of arthritis, history of joint pains, and generalized weakness, history of falls. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils vehicle run and reactive to light, external ocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities two to three plus pitting edema, both lower extremities up to the thigh. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit, generalized weakness. Impression. Number one, acute and chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of sepsis / lactic acidosis, history of acute and chronic kidney disease, next coronary artery disease, status post CABG, next hypertension, next chronic anemia, next hyperlipidemia, next hypertension, next degenerative joint disease, next chronic urinary retention, status post Foley catheter. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll keep his legs elevated. Pressure stockings is also recommended. Continue on the diuretics at present. We'll recheck his labs. We'll continue other medications. See, we'll follow up with nephrology also. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Victor Espaniola, S-P-A-N-I-O-L-A, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, date of birth. Is 12/16/1943, date of service is 4/20/2026. Mr. Espaniola is a very pleasant 82-year-old male with history of Parkinson's disease, generalized anxiety disorder, benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and degenerative joint disease. Was admitted to the hospital after he suffered a fall. He fell from the ground level. He experienced significant pain, localized to the left hip, was unable to ambulate himself. He was seen in the emergency room, showed displaced and angulated left femoral neck fracture. He was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic surgery was consulted. He was underwent left femur. ORIF versus total hip arthroplasty. He underwent total hip arthroplasty. Subsequently, was doing better, was ambulating with the therapy. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he states that he's feeling well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Mm-hmm. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for Parkinson's disease, hyperlipidemia, generalized anxiety disorder, urinary retention post-op, history of cognitive deficits, gastroesophageal reflux disease, degenerative joint disease, and SILORRHEA, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and obstructive sleep apnea and depression. Past surgical history, appendectomy, inguinal hernia repair, laparoscopic ventral/incisional hernia repair, and hip surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies to floxacin, oxycodone, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, does have history of hyperlipidemia, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, he does have history of GERD, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of fall. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVH, he does have history of cognitive deficit, history of Parkinson's disease, and anxiety disorder. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake. Alert and oriented, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, status post-fall, next left femoral neck fracture. The status post-hip surgery, next Parkinson's disease, next hyperlipidemia, next sleep apnea, next GERD, next generalized anxiety disorder, next depressive disorder, next BPH, next DJD, next Parkinson's disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, wound care would be consulted also, will monitor his wound, continue with exercise program and encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.